Do you believe it's possible for all students to be successful in online learning?
I do. I acknowledge, I think, you know, one of the things I was thinking about before this is I think that there's probably a lot of students who are terrified about taking, you know, either a synchronous or an asynchronous fully online course schedule. You know, a lot of professors, even if we've taught online before, a lot of us have not taught a fully online schedule. So I think everybody's anxious.
The voice you just heard is that of Dr. Jessica Elton. Dr. Elton has been teaching within Eastern's Communications, Media, and Theater Arts Department for 12 years. We reached out to her to be one of our experts, if you will, because she is one of the few Eastern professors who have frequently taught online.
That said, I do think that any student can be successful in an online class. It takes self-discipline, it takes organization, but I do think every single student can succeed. There may be exceptions within that. I know that there may be accessibility issues, you know, in terms of individual learning style or disabilities, there may be some challenges there that, you know, as faculty, we definitely want to try to work with. But I think for the most part, yeah, I think that the students sort of just surrender themselves to the format and try to embrace it and see it as a challenge, then I think that they can do well.
Dr. Elton has been teaching COM 310, a health communication course, online for around 6 years. With such an extensive background in virtual teaching, she had some fantastic insight to share with students entering online classrooms.
It can be hard to juggle all of the various deadlines students have in all of their different classes, but the ones that sort of stay on track, get their work in on time, the ones that, you know, engage in, say, the discussions, in, you know, and display, I guess, an element of excitement and interest in the course material. But also then within that, right, like students who are honest in their discussions, right? Like, I hated this chapter and here's why I didn't like it. I think those are other things that can really lend themselves to, you know, a professor saying like, wow, you know, you really did read that and you kind of make a really good point there. But I think that it's really staying on top of the work, reaching out when there is help, asking questions when things are unclear. You know, you can read an assignment that a professor has created and posted to an online course shell and think you understand it, and then perhaps maybe the paper that you create doesn't quite meet the guidelines. So I even find that students that are like, okay, you just assigned this, here's a paragraph that summarizes my understanding of this assignment, do I have it right? I always appreciate that.
I'm a believer that online courses tend to be harder, you know, because you're not meeting face-to-face and you're not having that lecture, depending on how it's set up. Synchronous, where you're live in a Zoom class, is a lot different from asynchronous, where you're trying to plug through and pace at your own, on your own.
That was EMU's Director of Academic Support Programs, Dr. Christine Deakins. She teaches the University 101 class, but mainly works as a success coach, helping students become more successful both in school and professionally for 11 years.
But I think that online courses take more discipline. And in my own course shells, I've set them up so that for my modules, I list the due date and then I give an estimated time that it's going to take to complete every page in that module. To kind of guide my students down the path of, okay, I need to plan appropriately. I need to make sure I allocate enough time to get through each of these pages or modules. I think in the same sense, students, if you don't have that in your online courses, you need to plan that way. But I think time management becomes much more relevant in an online environment.
She states that staying on top of things is one key component to being successful. Another thing that helps students is simply interacting with others as you navigate through schoolwork.
We know that students, that the way that we make sense of the world is informed by the people around us. And so when you're, say, in a Zoom chat with six people and you have the opportunity to talk about maybe an assignment or something that you read, it informs your understanding of that content. And so it leads to deeper learning. So I definitely think, but beyond just the having the accountability partner there, mm-hmm. it can impact how well you learn the material.
This semester, you may have already noticed that some classes have more group work in them. Dr. Deakins provides tips on how to navigate these assignments virtually.
In my class, the way our group work is working this semester is we have a project that we're working on throughout the course of the semester, and I've broken it into two parts. So I've broken it down into smaller chunks. And so what we are doing is everybody's working on the same chunk at the same time. And so when we go into a breakout room, they'll talk about where they're at in that part of their project. So they're all responsible for their own project, but we're working on it together at the same time.
And I think online classes, you're really sometimes maybe don't have a choice but to participate. But I think for some students, that's a really kind of empowering opportunity. You know, you get to really think through what you're going to say before you post it. And I find students can really enjoy the online discussions. I guess as far as the experience, online classes, I will say it can be harder than in face-to-face classes to kind of disappear. What you put into any class, including an online class, is what you get out of it. And I think it can be scary at first, but if you sort of just give yourself over to the format and really embrace it, manage your time, keep track of things, ask for help when you need it, I think students can walk out of an online class, which with maybe as valuable of an experience, and in some cases, maybe even more so.
You touched a little bit on just, you know, you holding yourself accountable, but are there any other like common pitfalls that you've seen students fall into when it comes to online work?
Yeah, I think, time management obviously is a huge thing, right? And I think, you know, for students that are maybe nervous, if you just, you know, Google tips for online success, you're going to see time management's at the top of all of those lists. That can be challenging. We all have different work styles. Some of us like to procrastinate. Some of us start weeks in advance. And so I think it's, you know, keeping track of deadlines. Students really do have to be in control of their deadlines and their work schedules. Another thing I find is online exams. Professors do those in a multitude of ways. And for professors that do, you know, a timed exam where you have a particular time frame during which, you know, you're supposed to finish it, and maybe you have 75 minutes or 2 hours or whatever to complete the exam, I do find that there are some students who think, I don't need to do the reading, and I'll just sit down and I'll look everything up when I take the exam. And that's also a strategy that can really, really not work. I think that preparing for online exams as you would a face-to-face classes exam is really important. But also doing, you know, sort of working through the material as you would any face-to-face class. You know, when you're doing the reading, taking good notes, maybe, you know, creating a glossary of important terms, marking important sections in your textbook. In a lot of maybe online exams, you may have the ability to use notes or your book, but you still need to be able to study and prepare. So if there is something that you don't remember, you can look it up fast enough that you still have plenty of time to complete that exam in the time frame that's been provided.
Dr. Elton also wanted to point out that this new learning environment is difficult for instructors to navigate as well.
We put a lot of work into our online classes, and just as there are students that are taking, you know, online courses for the first time in their lives, there are a lot of professors that this is their first semester where they're going to be teaching an online, exclusively online class for the first time. I think because of that, we are all in this together. And so I think it's being understanding. And so I think just, you know, this is a time where hopefully we can be flexible. We can show each other a lot of grace. Hopefully we get through this semester all together and happily and successfully. But I think just for students to remember, we put a lot of work into our online courses. And I think a lot of us are really concerned that we're creating something worthwhile for students. And we certainly hope that we are.
Not only have staff and faculty been working hard preparing students for the fall semester, but they will also be available to help students as the year progresses.
We have all kinds of support services available on campus to help students. They're free and they're for all students. So like in my area, we have professional success coaches and peer academic coaches who have been trained in the science of learning. And so they have extensive training around how to coach students through developing those skills and habits related to time management that they really need to be successful in their online classes. So, you know, whether you're doing your planner on your own and developing the discipline to stick to it, to that calendar, or you're meeting with a success coach or a peer academic coach, or even get yourself an accountability buddy, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody who you can check in with regularly, maybe even daily, to say, okay, what are you working on today? This is what I'm working on. And when you check in tomorrow, did you get everything done that you said you were going to get done?
Yeah. Especially helps if you're in the same classes, that accountability buddy can be like, hey, and then like, study together.
Absolutely. We encourage, especially first-year students, to find at least one person in every class that they can connect with and have a study buddy. We also, through my area, we offer drop-in study sessions. So we actually have drop-in virtual study sessions and virtual skills sessions that any student can drop in and join. The first few days, we saw a lot of posts on the campus wall in the EMU Engage app with students saying, I can't figure out how to access this class. I don't know what's going on. Can somebody help me? And it was really great to see all the other students, older students who've been here a while, who stepped in and said, this is how you do it. And I was able to connect some of those students directly with their instructors so that they could figure out what to do and how to proceed. So I'm feeling good about how the semester has started. We say that necessity is the mother of invention. And so I think that this fall has forced a lot of us to be pretty innovative, and hopefully that leads to good things.
Thank you so much to Dr. Deakins and Dr. Elton for their time and for sharing their expertise with us. This past year has been one full of adjustments, but it's important to remember that though we may be far apart, we are closer and stronger than ever as we make it through this difficult year.
This episode was written by Kayla Trefill and Kylie Gilligan, and it was produced by Ronia Kabansag. To listen to more episodes of our podcast, visit easternecho.com. The podcast can be reached via email at podcast@easternecho.com. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, be sure to tune in for next Thursday's episode.